excerpts, excerpt number 9. Number 9 from the piece. Do we have it? Yes. Do not be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world, because indeed we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life marrow from his livelihood of all the people in the world. He hereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the world. Do not be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world, because indeed we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world, he thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world. You see, Baal HaSulam wrote this 100 years ago, but we see how this is true. The whole world is one collective and everybody is interdependent. We'll see when we want to come out of this coronavirus crisis. So we'll see another blow and another blow. But in the end, what we will discover is that we are all, as the small humanity, connected, integral, and we have no choice. Either we try to be together in some way, or we destroy everything. Questions for now? No, that's clear. 10.
Excerpt number 10. We have proven above that the total subordination of the individual to the collective is like a small wheel in a machine. He draws his life and his happiness from that collective, and therefore the well-being of the collective and his own well-being are one and the same, and vice versa.
Only we don't get this, that the personal good and the good of the whole public depends on one another. That's the only way we can live. And
therefore, to the extent that a person is enslaved to himself, he necessarily becomes enslaved to the collective, as we have spoken at length above. And what is the extent of that collective? This is determined by the parameter of the drawing of the individual from them. For example, in historic times, that parameter was only the parameter of one family, meaning the individual needed aid only from his own family members. All that time, he had to be subordinate only to his own family. In later times, families gathered into towns and counties, and the individual became enslaved to his town. Later, when the towns and counties joined into states, the individual was supported by all his countrymen for the happiness of his life. Thus, he became enslaved to all the people in the country. Therefore, in our generation, when each person is aided for his happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary to that extent the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world like a wheel and a machine.
You see, it doesn't make any calculation what nationality a person is from, what he belongs to, what color he has, his skin, what mentality he has, what language he speaks, nothing. We are all interconnected, interdependent, and if that is not enough, so another virus will come, another virus, until we get bloats and understand that we have no choice but to be connected. The remedy for all these viruses are only connection. Just like against any problem, there is less of internality, eternality, perfection. Any problem is all lack of connection. That's why, that's what he says, that we are all included in one another. That's why we need to pay attention how all these blows, ecology, viruses, there'll be more problems now, others, except for the ecosystem and viruses, more problems will come, and then we will feel more and more as much as we must reach connection. We don't want to see it, but life will teach us in a difficult way. PT9.
If I'm the will to receive, then I feel that the entire world has to serve me. How can I reach the opposite feeling that I have to serve the entire world? It sounds opposed to my own nature.
Correct. It's against nature on one hand. On the other hand, you have no choice and you're going to have to do it. How do you do it now? Tell me. If you want to live and live good in an egoistic way, so you don't go to work, you don't serve others, obviously against your will, but you do it. Now you understand there's no choice, you have to do this. And that's how it'll be with all the blows and problems, until that from Lo Lishma we will reach Lishma. Obviously now I don't want to take anybody in the world into consideration, but gradually I will. The problem is that we're not helping our ego to know about the connection between us, especially in our country. But all in all, there'll be no choice. The will to receive itself has all the conditions in order to prove to us that if we don't correct it, it'll be very bad for us.
But I don't see, not only in Israel, all around the world, that people feel that they're dependent on the entire world.
They don't think they're dependent on one another.
Around the world.
So, a few more viruses will come, don't worry.
No, obviously that the Creator can do whatever He feels like. I'm asking, why don't they feel this?
Because our ego blurs these things out. He doesn't want us to understand it. It's help against. He brings us to the state that the state will be so critical that on one hand, I don't want any connection to the others. On the other hand, I have to be in complete awareness that without connection, I'm dead. And then between those two, I'm in there and I'm torn. And then I cry for help. Otherwise, there won't be recognition of evil.
If the goal is to cause people an emotional change, like you just said, why is there need to explain it intellectually?
Feeling without intellectual won't work. We have to add the mind to the heart. Otherwise, it'll be like a baby just crying endlessly. He has to cry deeper. He has to cry to the depth as much as he much rid himself of his ego and as much as he loves it and can't. Those two ends, to be aware of it, they have to be in him at the same time.
What's the connection between the need to connect and the need to get rid of the ego?
Because the ego is disturbing us from connecting, so I have to hate him. And on the other hand, on behalf of nature, I love him. So how do I slice it? I can't. That's my whole life. To be in the ego. What? Do I choke myself? I can't. So what do we do? So here comes the point of truth.
It's a long chain which you're describing, if I understand correctly.
We can shorten it. There's a long, difficult path and a pleasant, short path. It all depends on us. That's why we got the Torah. With you, we were talking about how to do without the Torah, without the means, only with the recognition of evil and the good. And we didn't see any possibility, as you're saying correctly. So how can we get rid of our ego if he's so dominant and grabs me? And even if I see that there's something good and nice before me, I can't let go of it. It's like a child that you tell him, give, share your toy and get another one. Share it with your friends. No, I can't. He holds on to that and he wants the other one too. And he cries and doesn't know what to do. That's what you're saying. Right? Correct. That's why we got the Torah as a remedy, that inner will to receive gradually, the will to bestow enters in there and can bring us awareness and understanding how we can still reach in order to bestow with our will to receive. With the will to receive. Just to have it in order to bestow. By the light that reforms, by society, by studying gradually, look at what's going on here, because we don't even know as much as we can get rid of our will to receive. We can't. It's just not that. That's why we have the whole Torah with the process and everything, but gradually. We'll go through this too. Go through Corona 1, we'll come Corona 2, everything will be okay, don't worry. So, Michael, what do we do? Info's ready. Well, let it be info. Come on, info. We'll continue tomorrow.
Thank you, Rav. Hello to all the friends. They want to briefly tell about what's going on in Hebrew dissemination. Let's start with the online Kabbalah La'am teaching. Last week we had a workshop event on Zoom. And Niv Navon and Tali Amsalem hosted it. It was really good. 60 people took part in it. At the end of the event, we asked them, how was it? They said it was very exciting and good. And tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to have an even more special event called An Evening of Light. It's about the holiday of Pentecost from the point of view of Kabbalah, and more than 100 people already registered, and registration is still open. So as always, all the info is on our online website. And if we're talking about Shavuot, then we're really happy to say that today there is a landing page about the holiday of Shavuot with plenty of content. Today you'll be able to find the content on Kabbalah La'am and on our Facebook pages. Of course, you're invited. And we'll send everyone the link by WhatsApp. And now we have very gladdening news. Dani Chaimovich.
Yeah, hello friends. So, as along with all these good things, we have something very happy to announce. Lately, a lot of friends from Israel and from the World Clip people were asking when a virtual campus to study Kabbalah will open. So pay attention. Kabbalah Campus is happy to invite you to the opening of a virtual campus. The wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of life, it will be virtually. That's why it's good for Hebrew speakers from around the world. So we're asking for support of all the world Kli to be with us in heart and soul for supporting this. You can also support practically, so enter the website and you can find all the details and all the ways to disseminate this. And of course, we will send this all on mail and WhatsApp. For every question, you can turn to me personally or Yair Oren. And World Kli friends can turn to language, heads of languages. So, L'chaim Bibi.
Is it translated?
The course will be in Hebrew, Rav.
Only in Hebrew.
But it's on Zoom, so it can be Hebrew speakers from all over the world.
But if I don't speak Hebrew?
So you have a, we'll give you a Hebrew course also.
I want this course, I don't want a Hebrew course.
For now we're doing the Hebrew speakers. I'm sure that Bolis and Gilad have solutions for the other languages.
Think about translation. Continue.
So, what we were heard about Shavuot, we're also celebrating it, so our schedule is changing. So to all our friends around the world, let's prepare together for the Shavuot holiday, which is Thursday, Friday. So this is the schedule for Thursday. We're preparing for the different schedule for Shavuot. On Thursday, we will have a regular morning lesson, then a noon lesson from 4 to 5, then 5 to 5.30 we will have the meal of Shavuot, then we will meet again at 10:45 at night to the Laila Dekala lesson of Shavuot from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. of Friday. So the night between Thursday and Friday will be Laila Dekala. Then, because we're going to sleep late, we'll have a morning lesson also later on Friday at 7:45 Israel time. We're going to be preparing. The lesson will be from 8 to 10. Then we will have a meal from 10 to 10:30. Then we'll have a break and come back for the afternoon lesson from 4:15. Preparation, 6 to 4 lesson, and then another meal from 6 to 6:30 on Shabbat. It'll be regular. So the changes are on Thursday and Friday. Shabbat stays regular. So today's schedule is we will have shows with Rav from 10, Norma to 10:45, then 10:45 to 11:15, Ronen Avigdor about finance, translated less talk, then at 1:30 a recorded lesson about the preface, and at 6 a lesson of our students. So I'm also reminding everybody we have a calendar, a link to the calendar that keeps everybody updated. It's very convenient. It's very simple. You'll be connected to everything in the world clear.
Where is this link?
We send this link a few times. We can send it again. We'll send it to you too, Ov.
Okay. בזה סיימנו ונעבור לשיר.
So, song. This is the night when I can't wait myself. I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching, searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life.
won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness, and we'll never be alone.
Won't you please?